Are you feeling that pull that you need someone in your life and in your business to help you to get to that next level? I know that I go through different phases in my life and business and different seasons where I need different people and roles fulfilled to help me continue to move forward, grow, and stretch myself. And they are different depending on the situation and where I'm at. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you how to choose the right support in this season of your life and business. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Goal Get It podcast. I'm your host, Erin Hayworth. You're in the right place if you're an online women entrepreneur who is tired of constantly hustling, but you're still not reaching those big business and life goals. Each week, I'll share effective strategies for building, running, and up-leveling your profitable business, productivity hacks to help you maximize your limited time and energy, and some guidance on exactly how to tailor all that advice specifically to you and your business so you can start taking action on it immediately. So, are you ready to dive in? Okay, so before we dive into all the amazingness I have planned for this episode, I have to ask, is keeping up with the content you are creating a total time suck? Look, I get it. That used to be me until I created a tool that has allowed me to plan out and organize all my content creation efforts in one spot in a way that worked for my brain. So if content creation and keeping all the posts, the reels, the podcast episodes, the videos, the blogs, the stories, the lives, all of that straight is something that is taking up an incredible amount of time and cognitive bandwidth and is causing you to feel a little bit overwhelmed, I actually have an excellent free template that you can go grab right now. This is the exact content editorial template that I use to plan out and keep straight all the content that I create for my very own business as a solopreneur. So head on over to erinhayworth.com/free template to grab it. So entrepreneurship can be a lonely endeavor, right? You probably have experienced that at some time or another, especially if you're a solopreneur that works from home. You have lots of conversations with yourself, and while you might be pretty comfortable wearing all of the hats, it can be difficult to continue to grow and up-level when you're doing it all by yourself, which is why we reach for outside support to help us. There is a reason that the online coaching industry is growing. Right now, it's projected to be at $20 billion by the end of this year. And it's also why memberships with built-in accountability support are so popular. There are specific things that we need in growing an online business and creating a lifestyle that is aligned with what we want for ourselves that we need help with, we need support with. But how do you find the right support for any given season that you're in? Well, the first step in determining the right support that you need now is to understand what it is you are lacking or the gap that needs to be filled. In my experience with running an online business for over 3 years now and working with online entrepreneurs even longer than that, I have figured out that there are very specific things that we need to succeed as online entrepreneurs, and mostly at different times and at different seasons in our life and business. So here are a few of those things that you can start reflecting on and say, yep, that's me, or maybe not right now. So you might need recognition. Yeah, it's okay to admit that. You need to know that what you're doing is making a difference and that you are on the right track. And sometimes it can be months or years of hustling and building before you ever receive recognition on a public level, if ever at all. And that validation, that recognition can give you the power to keep going. And it's probably not sexy or a quote-unquote boss babe thing to say, but I'm being honest here. Every single one of the students and clients that I've worked with have needed recognition in order to keep moving forward. And I know I've needed it as well. And as soon as I allowed myself to say I need that in different seasons, it was like a weight was lifted and I could actually go out and just stop spending so much energy trying to fight that, right? It's like borrowing someone else's belief in you until you can stand on your own. It's a total process. Another thing you might need is accountability, either to yourself or more likely to someone else. Accountability is an interesting thing because most of the entrepreneurs I speak with mention that this is something that they're seeking. And while the adage, we don't break promises to ourselves, is a wonderful idea, it isn't always practical and it doesn't always work. Sometimes the fear of others ostracizing us because we broke a promise to them again, which is an evolutionary biological thing, by the way, is a great motivator, and it can give us the nudge that we need to stay on track. P.S. If you want a bit more on how I view accountability, especially external accountability, take a listen to episode 56, which is entitled, Is External Accountability a Crutch or a Necessity for You as an Entrepreneur? Another thing that you might need is someone who gets it. Now, someone who understands exactly what you're going through because they've been there. Those who have never tried their hand at entrepreneurship don't understand. I promise you they don't. They don't get what a huge milestone your first sale is. They don't understand how monumental it is to hit your first $10,000 month. They don't get why you want to get up super early or work late into the night because you are so passionate about your mission and about what you are creating. Being able to talk to others that get it, that speak the language, that know what you are feeling, makes you feel a little less alone. And knowing that others struggle with similar things that you do normalizes the challenge and gets us out of that whole I'm the problem trap. So if you have people around you who just don't get it and it's driving you insane, I actually have another episode I want you to go check out. It's episode 67, which is all about how to deal when those around you just don't get it. Another thing that you might need is collaboration. Look, we can't build all alone. Finding others in your field or even other fields that want to partner can not only increase your audience reach and income, but it can produce projects that neither one of you would be able to create on your own, which is pushing you into new territory. And new territory is where growth happens, both on a personal level as a CEO and also on a business level so that you can continue to be a solution for those that need it. Another thing you might need is innovative ideas. If you can't evolve with the fast-changing landscape of online entrepreneurship, you soon will be out of business. And you may know all there is to know about your field, but if you stop there, you are limiting yourself. And it's like a ticking time bomb. At some point, it's going to explode and you're just going to be no longer relevant. By bouncing ideas off of others in your field or even other fields, you can get ideas that you may not have previously had access to. Two heads are truly better than one. And this is one of the reasons why I intentionally put myself in rooms with people who are not coaches, who are not productivity strategists, who aren't all about goals, but they have other strengths and other things that they're really, really good at, and they have other perspectives. Speaking of perspective, you might need some outside perspective because you can't see everything that you need to see because you're too close to your own project. So let me ask, are you a marketer who seems to have a block when it comes to your own marketing? Has someone ever said to you something that you've heard before, but the way that they framed it makes so much more sense in a way that never had before? That's perspective. And it's imperative to seek outside perspective at certain times because everything you do is colored by your own unique set of experiences throughout your life. And because not everyone in your audience has had the same set of experiences as you have, not getting outside perspective can be limiting. And the final thing that you might need is just some practical help. And this is the actual boots on the ground, someone to delegate to, someone who can actually do the thing, rather than just someone who can teach you to do the thing. And this can look lots of different ways. It can look like a social media manager actually making sure all that content that you're creating gets leveraged. It could be a podcast editor that polishes every single episode to make it release ready. It might be a VA that takes all those million tiny tasks away that are taking up so much space on your desk and in your brain. It might be a chef to come in and cook dinners 3 times a week, or a maid service to come in and keep those dust bunnies at bay. It can look lots of different ways, but the big defining piece of this one is that someone else is doing the work. Once you decide what it is that you most need right now, you begin to look at the roles that can fulfill that need. For example, if you need accountability, maybe all you need is an accountability partner right now. But if you also need innovative ideas and outside perspective in addition to accountability, maybe hiring a coach is more aligned as your next step. It hits all the things that you need rather than having a different person for every single need, right? By the way, if you do decide hiring a coach is your next step, I highly recommend taking a listen to episode 50, which is choosing the right coach for you, to make sure you choose and invest. Another example is if you want collaborations, maybe a mastermind is a good fit. Maybe you need a new biz bestie or just to hire someone who you can delegate personal tasks to so you can focus on what truly needs your focus and attention. I always like to end each and every episode with an action step that you can take right now to help you move forward and begin to implement immediately. And here's your action step for this episode. Decide who is the next person that you need in your life and business. Go through, decide what it is that you need in this season from the list that I gave you, and then start to think about who can fulfill this role. And then go out and keep an eye out for that specific person. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to check out the Goal Get It podcast. If you never want to miss an episode, hit subscribe to make sure you're the first to get your new episode every single week. And if you'd like to connect outside your headphones, head on over and send me a DM at miss.aaron.hayworth on Instagram. I can't wait to chat with you more. Chat soon.